in the beginning, it was very much a swoop and scoop. So get the patient to the hospital as quickly as possible. From that, I think very quickly we expanded and became a portable A&E unit, which we are today, which is we bring the hospital to the patient at the point that they need it most.
And indeed, we've seen and had a chance to look at in our visit today some of the complexities available inside the helicopter. Maybe we can talk about that in a moment. You mentioned about the history, and of course, I know the bases for the East Anglia Air Ambulance Services are in Norwich and also here in Cambridge, mm-hmm. where we are today. Changes there on the horizon for the Cambridge base?
Yeah, absolutely. So we very much need the two bases to be able to cover the area that we do, which is Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Bedfordshire. Our current home at Marshalls Airport, the site has been sold for redevelopment, so is due to close. Cambridge very much so is exactly where we need to be for the second base. The population density, the road network, we're delighted to have found a site as close to our current home as we have, because the response times will remain very, very similar.
And how soon will that particular new base be up and running?
We hope to be in by the end of 2027. So we're about to launch a public appeal. So that's from April, where we'll be asking the public to help us raise the 8.2 million that we need to fund the build. So it's actually going to cost 14 million to build the base, but we are putting in a huge chunk ourselves. But we need the people of the communities that we serve to support us. And this year is absolutely all about raising the money. And then ideally the build will start from early 27 and be completed within 12 months.
Exciting times ahead. Let's just quickly look at the crew operation. I mean, one always assumes, a lot of people think, oh, well, it's the doctors do the flying. But of course, it's not that simple, is it? Tell us about the crew setup for each mission or task.
Yeah, of course. So we have a four-person crew. So we have a captain, a co-pilot, focused solely, obviously, on flying the helicopter. And then in the back, we have a doctor and a critical care paramedic. That's a four-person crew is our standard setup. And the doctors are consultant level. They're trained in, anaesthetics and kind of hospital level interventions. And then critical care paramedics are land ambulance paramedics that have gone through additional training and a master's in critical care.
I know that you were saying about some of the new developments and the crewing facilities. Tell us a bit about what kind of materials, what kind of assets are within the helicopter to help them carry out their task.
So we within the helicopter is essentially a portable accident and emergency unit. So our role is to take the hospital to the patient at the point that they need it most. So they carry an amazing range of equipment on board. So things like drugs that land ambulances couldn't carry. We have a machine called a Lucas, which is an automatic CPR machine. So really great if someone's been in cardiac arrest, because the automatic machine then frees up the clinicians to do, to treat other aspects of what might be wrong with the patient. We also carry blood on board, so that's a huge kind of part of what we do. We obviously see a large amount of trauma. Our guys go out on average 8 times a day across the two bases, and carrying blood on board, just helps massively in improving. Everything we do is about improving patient outcomes, and the equipment we carry helps make that happen.
And as you mentioned, 8 times a day are the tasks for both helicopters, presumably one in Norwich, one here in Cambridge. The obvious question, which I'm sure you get asked all the time, is how much does it cost every time one of these helicopters takes off and goes on a mission?
Each mission costs, on average, £4,250. And we are, hugely lucky as an independent charity that the funds we get are from the people within the communities we serve. So it takes obviously a huge amount to do what we do. Helicopters are unfortunately expensive things, This year, in 2026, we need to raise 19.5 million to keep our service going. We are a 24/7 service, so we're available for people 365 days a year, any hour of the day. But yeah, it does cost quite a lot of money.
And it comes as quite a surprise to most people that funding is purely voluntary from the local community. There is no management or assistance from the government at all?
We are, critical care paramedics are seconded to us, so it's not a direct government, it's not a direct piece of funding, but there is a support aspect there, and we factor for that in our accounts. But on the whole, we are an absolutely independent organisation. And for us, actually, we prefer it. So we know a lot of our supporters think that we should be government funded, but actually the work that we do is so niche, and often some of the equipment that we use might not be used a huge amount, but when it is, it helps save somebody's life. For us, we absolutely love that independence and to be able to focus on what we want to, which is improving patient outcomes.